Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Jürgen, of course, everyone is talking about what happened on Saturday. Everyone conducted themselves, including yourself, with dignity on the day. Now that you've listened to the audio, you've seen exactly what happened. How's everyone feeling about Saturday?
The audio didn't change it at all, because I was not really interested in that, why things happened, because I knew... I saw the outcome, I saw a goal we scored, and it didn't count, so I was now not waiting for the audio and then sitting there and hoping I find out how it could happen or whatever. So what I want to say is it's really important that we, as big as football is, that we just, and important as football is for us at least, that we really deal with it in a proper way. So, and I mean that all of the people involved, on-field ref, linesman, for the official, and especially now in this case VAR, they didn't do that on purpose. So, and we should not forget that. Yes, it was a mistake, an obvious mistake. And I think there would have been solutions for it afterwards. If not, and I can say immediately, even probably some people don't want me that to say, but as a, not as a manager of Liverpool so much, more as a football person, I think the outcome should be a replay. That's how it is. Probably will not happen. The argument against that will probably be, if we open that gate, then everybody will ask for it. I think the situation is that unprecedented that it didn't happen before. In that moment, and we all use, I'm 56 years old, and I'm since 50 years in football, and I'm absolutely used. I don't deal over always well with it, but I'm used to wrong decisions, difficult decisions, blah, 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 all these kind of things. But something like that, as far as I can remember, never happened. And that's why I think a replay would be the right thing. And against the argument would be, if it would happen again, I think a replay would be the right thing to do, or the ref has the opportunity to bring both coaches together and say, sorry, we made a mistake, but we can sort it. Let Liverpool score a goal and we start from there. In a specific game, it was what makes it a bit more special than obviously is that we conceded 2 minutes after we scored a regular goal. And how all things depend on each other. If the goal would have counted, we would have started the game, and the game would have started in the center of the game pitch and not where it started and all these kind of things. It would have been different. So that's one thing. And yeah, that's my view on it. And I'm not angry with anybody of them or whatever, not at all. And I really think it should. It's not only the respect, but the only thing for human beings in general, that you should not go for them, really. It's not allowed to go for them in no way. They made a mistake and they felt horrible that night, I'm 100% sure. And that's enough for me. So nobody needs further punishment or whatever. And I think we should discuss it on a completely normal basis without emotions. And I'm not angry. I could discuss it, but it's not my job. I'm here to prepare a game, a super important and super difficult game against Union Saint-Gilloise, and that's much more important. But because I understand that you asked the question and you want to have answers for that, what I thought, what made this day really difficult for us, is all the other decisions. Because there's another thing, we talk about the process now of VAR, and that's one, how they talk to each other. But in this game, there was another situation when Curtis Jones got a red card, and I stick to the opinion, there's not a red card. The ref got called to the screen and saw for the first 3 seconds a frozen picture. And I would give him immediate a red card for that picture. Then you see he sees the replay in slow motion. And I would have given a red card for the slow motion. But in real time, it's not a red card. So, and then you go for it, and then the FA panel tells you to appeal it, and the FA panel says, no, it's not a clear and obvious mistake. And I think it is. But not the ref's first decision was yellow. So then the clear and obvious mistake is showing a frozen picture in a slow motion. So that's it. So there are obviously a lot of things, and again, we will not get now Curtis back for playing. That's how it is. Fine. On top of that, Diogo Jota got 2 yellow cards for not touching a player once. That's unprecedented as well, I would say. So, but that's all fine. We can take a lot out of this game and took a lot out of this game. I saw a wonderful team fighting against all odds in an incredible fair way. Don't know how it happened that we had in the end 8 yellow cards or 8 cards altogether. It's a strange one, but that's it. So that's what we take out of it. It's not that we stand here with empty hands and didn't get anything. We didn't get points, that's true. But all the rest we can use, and that's what we will do. But not out of a position with anger and these kind of things. That's not the mood we are in.
Well, your teams are always known for the spirit, but after what happened on Saturday, the way your team performed, actually, especially with 10 and then 9, how much more spirit does that give everyone going forward?
Yeah, of course. We will see. That's what we have to prove. But it's not, how I said, if you only, defeat is only a real defeat if you don't learn. Well, if you don't take anything of it, then we can take a lot out of it. But we will see how to use that. So that's it. But again, we had a good spirit before that. I didn't need any kind of proof, but it's how it is in football. You need to prove yourself all the time. And that's what we did. Again, it was really good, really, really special. Top mentality, all these kind of things. And that's what we need tomorrow night as well, because we face a team who's flying in the league, is obviously top of the table and is doing really, really well. Again, after losing key players, doing well again, unbeaten in Europe for a long time, out away for a long time. So super special and what they are doing there, and we have to be ready.
And just a quick one, maybe before, when Cody scored the goal, then you had to substitute him. Is he
was injured before the goal, before he scored. Yeah.
So he won't be available for it.
No.
Perfect. Thank you.
Just go on, Mike. Yeah, again, it looks as though we've reached a watershed moment with VAR. Do you think, as the discussions will be ongoing to try and improve the whole situation, that managers should be consulted and asked for their opinion as to how it could be improved, and players perhaps?
The problem is all the time, like discussing these things in public. I told you a couple of times, the world is not ready. I know. It's not ready for that. So if I now say, yeah, this would be cool, managers are there on the table, stuff like this. We have enough opportunities to talk to the refs. The refs want to do it right. Believe me. So we speak since ages about the that I think the wording clear and obvious is not the right wording. So, because my clear and obvious, it's just about right or wrong, and stuff like this. So we spoke about that, but it's a massive institution, IFAB, and all these kind of things. In the end, believe it or not, they all want to put it right. So that's how it is, and I believe in that. And of course, these things should not happen. Other mistakes shouldn't happen, but they happened, and that's how it is. That's fine. Learn of it. Find a solution how to deal with it. And the solution is for me not only improving the process, because now all the time, and it took so long for to find a decision, and everybody in the stadium was like, oh, what are they waiting for? So when I put another line, so we rushed them and told them, oh, we need the decisions quicker. now have a quick decision, but it's a wrong decision. At least in the decision was right, but the communication not great. So that's the thing. So the things need as much time as they need. It's not great. Is it fantastic that we have to basically celebrate a goal for a second and then we wait 5 minutes in to understand if we really can celebrate or not? So it's all good, but we are used to it meanwhile. So that's it. But I'm not sure players and managers involved in that now, that's necessary, because the problems, I think, are obvious and they are sortable. And we should create a situation, or try to create a situation, where these people can make their best decisions. I try, and everybody knows that I have probably to improve the most, but I try. And then we will see. It's just what will the outcome be? I'm just not happy with what happens now. That it's a heated conversation about people and stuff like this, and there is a solution for it, and I really think it's a solution in a game, and it's not because we are involved. Yes, we are involved, but not if we are involved. In a situation like this, real massive mistake of all people involved, then correct it in that moment. But obviously, the decides people thought that's not what they can do. Yeah, fine. Then let's do a replay. And if it happens next time, give them the chance to do it like this. And then we don't have that problem at least anymore.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Lots of reasons to look forward to this game. We've got the opportunity of a footballing rarity with Alexis McAllister playing against his brother. Has Alexis been more revved up for this game than, or been talking about it more because of this unusual situation? Has he been able to give you any insight as to Union Saint-Gilloise?
Yeah, about his brother and his father is here. Their father is here, obviously. Family is here. Big moment, definitely, for him, I'm pretty sure. They have another brother, I think, who is playing as well, professional football. Cousins playing professional football. Father was a professional player. Uncle was a professional football player. So I think that's not the first time that family members met on the football pitch. I would be really surprised. But yeah, it's special. And I can imagine I saw a little thing when they spoke to each other. Yeah, so brothers. Love each other, but have still fights from time to time. So at least how I learned it when I was young. Didn't have a brother, but two sisters, that was bad enough. So, I think it's special, nice side story, but probably, hopefully, not the main story of the game afterwards.
Bob, thanks.
Jürgen, do you accept it's probably going to be seen by the football authorities as very impractical and impossible to replay that game against Spurs? And you can probably appreciate that their argument will be any team who has a decision that affects the result, which is incorrect, would probably want the same going forward.
Yeah. I have to accept everything. It's just, I think it's really that unprecedented that it's the thing is that the parts of the ref refereeing team said goal. That's really rare. and it doesn't show up on a screen on a score sheet, and the game gets continued with a free kick. So that makes it really different, I think. So just it's about what is the possible outcome. So again, we in our position, it's completely normal that we have to accept what we get told. So we can be as angry as we want or not. We have to accept what we get told. So we say something about referees, which is not helpful, but out of emotion and not a general opinion or whatever. And it's just, yeah, cannot do that, and fine. So that's the world, the planet we are living on. So I'm not interested in that. If I say something which is not right, they find me and I paid and it's good. I'm interested in how can we improve the things. And if the only solution for a problem like this is now, that will not happen next week. Definitely not. It will now take really long. Everybody will make sure you are happy as well. You are happy as well. Sorry, are you happy as well? They will call at home probably and ask if it's really a goal. So, and then we get it in the stadium. That's a completely normal human reaction. I get that. Nobody wants to make these kind of mistakes and wants to be in the middle of all attention for the wrong reasons for that long time. That's why I said we have just to talk about it completely calm, because it's over, emotions are out, game is finished. What could be the possible outcome? And not trying to put it right because of something what could happen in the future. I think if that would happen again, I would say replay. Fine, well, play it again, or much better, much, much better than a replay, sort it in that moment, just with common sense. And that's then I don't have that problem anymore. But maybe it happens in 10 years again, and then they can say, yes, last time we had to make a replay, now, organize a replay, now we can do it like that. Look at that, what a wonderful solution. That's would be a big improvement, but we will see.
The club made a very strong statement on Sunday night after the game where they talked about resolution and escalation of this incident. Do you know what they mean by that? Could there be a legal challenge?
My English is not good enough, honestly. So for me, it was a completely normal statement. I heard that some people thought it's aggressive.
Have you spoken to the club, though, about what challenge might be going forward, or whether you can appeal directly and ask formally for a replay?
Yeah, but that's, of course we speak. Of course we speak, but that's, you have other people in the club who put that together, and then the club goes for it and is doing the things we think we have to do. That's how it is. But the word escalation didn't come from me. I don't even exactly know what it means. So I know what it means, but I wouldn't have put it in a letter. So that's it.
Hi, Jürgen. It was just a follow-up on that, just to clarify something. Is the club now going to approach the Premier League and formally ask for the games replayed? Just to clarify.
What is the answer for that?
I don't think so. At this stage, we're still going through the information that we have.
At this stage, we still go through the information we have.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry.
Jürgen, last season, you spoke a lot about when going through tough times and everything, stick together, deal with situations in the right manner, good things will come of it ultimately in the end. Do you feel long-term with this situation, for you've talked about everybody concerned in it, including the VAR, match officials and everything else, that good will come out of it?
I'm not sure I understand the question, but what does it have to do for us? What we take of it, or what the refs take?
No, just about the way that, because you've been applauded for the way that you've handled the situation yourself, well, straight after the match, but the way you speak about it, and that ultimately, you know, some things could change because of it going forward in the future, the way that maybe VAR is operated.
Again, from my point of view, it's just like this. If you face a situation the first time, you try to understand it, why it happened, and when you figure that out, you try to work on solutions. And I know everybody's doing that, but that doesn't solve the actual problem, because there are still points at stake So how can we could be sorted? Not only for the future, but it's still that situation. So that's just how I understand it. You try it. That's what you have to do. You have to try to sort the situation. That's why I say, for me, a replay would be the right decision. So that's fine. But that, if that happens or not, that's not even close to my hands, and I don't care. It's just my opinion. And then, of course, how the ref said now, how the ref said the process will be better, blah, 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 all these kind of things. And it's good, of course. That's very good. And that would be a really good outcome. But that doesn't change that something already happened. And what's the solution for that, by the way? I think just us saying, okay, yeah, got it. There was a penalty situation not given against us or for us or in the past, and we didn't get a replay. That's why we cannot do that. That's a completely different situation. That goal was scored, was legal, fact, and then in the end, it didn't count. That makes no sense. So that's it. Yeah, good. I definitely will improve. That's clear, and it's good. For us, it's much more important, how I said before. I was really proud of the team, how they dealt with it, and the team felt pretty good about it as well. And that's what we have to use. But it's a completely different game tomorrow night. And I hope our people, show the well-deserved love after having a really tough weekend tomorrow night and make it a super special atmosphere. I'm pretty sure they do anyway. They would have done it if we would have won the game. But now we didn't win it. Even more important it is. So I'm really looking forward to a European night at Anfield. And that's good.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.